Hello and welcome to WNC Original Music, episode 102. It's episode 100, part 2. It's the part 2 episode. This is the continuation of our celebration of 100 episodes for the podcast. In response to my request, some of our past guests have sent in old songs of theirs from previous projects or when they were just getting started in music. Some really good stuff, and I'm really enjoying hearing it. I like hearing the kind of evolution of people's music, as well as really how good people have been through their whole lives. A lot of times you hear old musicians, even famous people, from their teens, and they sound okay, but the guys that have sent stuff in for this episode have really good early material. It kind of makes me mad, but I am going to push through that. Make sure to find the podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search WNC Original Music. I don't know how you found it if you're listening right now, but in case it was an accident, just go to WNC Original Music wherever you get your podcast, or WNCOriginalMusic.com.
Ooh, when I start this story, yeah, with the natural effect. Well, I like to work hard, I like to break my back, just so I know.
First up on this special episode, we have Andrew Scacci. That's Andrew you're hearing right now from his live recording for the podcast. Andrew is a staple in Asheville area and Western North Carolina music. He's been around here since he was a teen. He grew up here, but also he's been playing music since he was an early teen. Andrew and his band, Andrew Scacci and the River Rats, play all across the country. They do national tours every now and then. You can find him at AndrewScacciMusic.com and also by searching Andrew Scacci or Andrew Scacci and the River Rats on Facebook or Instagram. Andrew was nice enough to send an early recording when the band was just beginning. Here are Andrew Scacci and the River Rats. We'll be right back. Next, we have Chad Jordan. Chad was the first interview I did on the podcast. I don't think it came out like that. I think he was third or fourth. I wanted to keep his ego in check, so I purposely held it back a couple episodes. But also, Chad and I used to be in a very good band together, a super group, probably. Right now, you're hearing a new song of Chad's called When It All Comes Undone. Chad's very talented. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He pronounces that word better than I do as well. And he's working on a studio at his new home. So we're going to hear a lot more from him after the pandemic is over, like 2022 or something like that. You can find Chad's music at chadjordanmusic.com. He's got a whole lot of really quality stuff up there from a bunch of different projects. But right now, here is the band Chad and I were in with a song of his called Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
That is Sleepy Poetry you are listening to, and we're going to hear a song from their keyboard player, Trevor Robinson, also known as Bruno Salzberger for some musical purposes. You can find his music at brunosalzberger.bandcamp.com. I have a link to that in the show notes, so you don't have to hear me sound it out or spell it out. You can find Sleepy Poetry at sleepypoetry.bandcamp.com, and also make sure to search for them on Instagram and Facebook and wherever else you get your music. They also have a few recordings on Spotify and some other streaming services. But right now, here is a song from The Vault from Trevor Robinson. John Worthy and the Bends were on an episode that we had, which was part of a just incredible recording from A Night with Sleepy Poetry, who you just heard from, and also Electric Karma and Tan Universe, the band, not the tanning salon. And John Worthy and John Worthy and the Bends are one of the hardest working bands I've seen. We've had a lot of hardworking bands, on the show. But these guys are playing every night before the pandemic. They're all over the place. They're traveling. They're doing all kinds of stuff. And they give a really high energy show. Go back and look at the videos and listen to the podcast, and you'll hear it's a live recording. There's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement going on there. Here's a song from a band John used to be in named Easy Roscoe. In the course of collecting information for this episode, John mentioned to me that there's something called the Bluegrass Parkway, I guess in Kentucky. I had no idea, and now I gotta go there. Here is John Worthy and Easy Roscoe. Joshua Carpenter, you're listening to right now. He plays in several, or has played in several projects, including Floating Action, The Nine, and with Rodriguez. He also plays solo, and make sure to check out his albums Full Flight and Pray Tales. We'll have links to that in the bio, or actually to his website where you can get links to that. His website is jcarps.com, jcarps.com. This song is from a group he used to be in called The Nine. I just told you he was in The Nine, right? Am I? I'm losing it. Anyway, here is Joshua with a song from about 2007 with The Nine, Joshua Carpenter.
Someone's good cheer, and they've been taken. And she might stay there, and she might notice a thing or two.
Well, if you're a regular listener to the podcast, and why wouldn't you be? You will be familiar with Alex Deutsch. He does the Songs Worth Downloading mini episodes. He hosts that and does a lot of the Songs Worth Downloading both on the podcast and on our Facebook group, which is called Western NC Original Music. Make sure to visit that. Alex also plays bass for the Asheville-based band Modern Strangers, who have been on the podcast before and will be again, and who you are listening to right now. The song you're about to hear is from a band that Alex used to be in called Shot Passenger, and the lineup there was Alex on bass and backup vocals, Sam Rauch, I apologize if that's incorrect, on lead guitar, Joe Love, I think that's right, on drums and backup vocals, and Brian Butler on lead vocals and rhythm guitar. Make sure to check out the episode notes for links to all these guys' current projects.
Does anybody know how or when things began to be coast of California. 1 year in the moss of Carolina. I'll write you postcard love. Remember the pictures of all those sunny days.
That's Nick Gonnering. You're listening to the James Brown of the 12 string. One thing I like about Nick was I like a lot of things about Nick, but one thing that was kind of funny is when I recorded him, I had just got a new recorder and I didn't really know how to use it. So Nick was the first person I used to record on. And fortunately, he knew how to use it. So he showed me how to use the recorder that I had brought to his place to record him. So I like that story. And he never uses that information against me. Nick's got a new album out recently called Solstice, so make sure to check that out. We'll have links in the episode notes. Here is a song from a previous project Nick was on called Her Majesty the Sea, and the band name was actually inspired by a poem that his lovely wife Alicia had written. Here is Sing to Say.
Taste as it starts to heat. Fire from the earth, heating cold congeal.
Okay, that's it for now. I want to thank everyone who was on this episode and, of course, everyone who's been on the podcast all through the years. The podcast would not be possible at all in any way without the musicians of Western North Carolina, and they are great musicians, very talented. I'm proud to have some small part in trying to get their music out to the world. Make sure to check out the show notes, the episode notes, for links to all of the musicians' work in this episode. Make sure to go to WNCOriginalMusic.com to subscribe to the podcast, or search WNC Original Music wherever you get your podcast. Make sure to follow WNC Original Music on Facebook and Instagram, and go to our Facebook group, Western NC Original Music, where you can see stuff from the podcast, but also lots of other Western North Carolina musicians. I had more songs than I was able to fit into these two episodes, so I'm going to make a special bonus episode. It's just a bunch of songs from some of these same people who've been in these episodes. That's going to be out in the next couple of days, so keep an eye out for that. I'm not going to promote it a whole lot, so it's mainly for people who subscribe, or if you're listening to this now, if you keep an eye out for it. For the closing song, it's going to be another one featuring Chad Jordan. This song is from a band that he and I were in, also with Jeff Bertle, who plays drums, and John Jastrzebski? Yeah, that's it, on bass. Regular listeners of the show will also notice this song, the beginning part of it. We use sometimes when we're having like a hard rock band on the show. Not always, just when I remember to do it. Anyway, I hope you like it, and have a good week.
Anytime you
Alexa, how do you pronounce J-A-S-T-R-Z-E-B-S-K-I?
Here's something I found on the web. According to NintendoLife.com, it's simple. You should pronounce it like oo or ue, but not as oo, or a prolonged version of that.